And Andre Leslie joins me now to talk sport. Hi, Andre.
Good morning, Fran.
Let's start with Shayna Jack and her case. There's been some developments.
Yeah, there have been. A lot of media were reporting yesterday that she's facing a four-year ban. I think we need to clarify that. She could be facing a four-year ban. That's the standard for all first-time doping failures. Of course, if she can prove that she had unintentional ingestion of this ligandrol substance, she could actually reduce that down to 2 years. And that hearing with ASADA is on Friday in Canberra.
Is that the best she could hope for?
I think it is. I think it is. I'm no sports lawyer, but she will need to get her legal team to prove to a decent standard that she was doing the right checks on her food and she, you know, got unlucky
by ingesting
ligandrol.
They've asked for a sports diary. What is that?
Oh, I think she lists the different substances that she's used with regards to supplements. She's been caught on her social media posing with some supplements towards the end of last year. So she'll certainly have to do some explaining of that. But I think these athletes do keep close diaries on what they're eating. They're expected to do that because of these tests at any time of the day or night.
And supplements themselves, though, aren't banned, are they?
Well,
just depends what's in them.
You'll hear most athletes talking over the last few days saying that they steered well clear from supplements. I know Sally Pearson said that the only thing for her was fruit and veg. That's all she did because there was just always a very slight risk that supplements might be tainted with something. Meanwhile, we should also update that Jack is also potentially missing a pretty good monetary win for by being banned from this international swimming league, which is said they don't want her to compete. That would have been taking place towards the end of this year for the first time. That would have been a chance for her and many other swimmers to earn some decent money, but she'll be out of that either way.
And the Women's Ashes conclude tonight. Australia looking to maintain the Ashes, remain undefeated.
Yeah, they have had a great time over there and they're leading this series 12-2 at the moment, this mixed format. England really just don't look like they know how to win against the Australians. It's that simple. The final game's in Bristol. It'd be nice if it was in Brisbane. Elise Perry doing very well. Meg Lanning, of course, hitting some great form. So we'll see if the Australian team can bring it home. The men, they start tomorrow evening our time in Edgbaston. Coach Justin Langer has named a few more certain picks for his team. James Pattinson will be bowling for the Australians. That's a bit of a surprise for mine. Usman Khawaja will also play as it appears he's back from that hamstring strain that he got at the end of the World Cup. So there's two more set places, but a few more question marks still in the air.
And that's the first of the Ashes test tomorrow.
That's right.
Here we go. Andre, thank you very much.
Thanks, Fran.
And Andre Leslie is back with some more sports news. Hi, Andre.
Morning, Fran.
The A-League champions, Sydney FC, were in action last night against some world-class opposition.
Yeah, they didn't come out the winners either, unfortunately. They went down 3-0 to Paris Saint-Germain, which is this French club owned by Qatar Sports Investments. They're really playing on a different playing field to the A-League clubs. This team is valued at $1.1 billion. Suffice to say, I don't have exact numbers for the Sky Blues, but I don't think they're worth that much. They didn't manage to get the win last night in Suzhou in Shanghai. This is all getting ready for their FFA Cup match, which takes place next week against Brisbane Roar. Also worth mentioning the FFA Cup, which is this wonderful knockout competition which takes place across the Australian professional clubs. That continues tonight. Some fun clashes in store. Campbelltown City is hosting Melbourne City. That's the NPL champions get a TV show there on a Wednesday night. Maitland FC also take on Central Coast Mariners. So some unbalanced matches, but always a great one to see whether the underdogs get up.
And sometimes they do. We love the FFA. And Andre, middle distance runner Custa Semenya has lost another legal battle.
Yeah, she's been hit by a setback in her challenge to the IAAF rules requiring her to take medication to reduce testosterone levels. You may remember this one from earlier in the year. She said she will not compete while taking medication. And she therefore said after this decision, which was handed down by a Swiss court, that she will not defend her world championship 800 metre title in September in Doha. So it looks like the end of the line for her legal challenge there for Custa Semenya. It's been going back and forth through the courts and has certainly split opinions. And it looks like she won't be running in Doha in September.
Okay, well, we'll see. As you say, she's been back and forth a few times. Let's see where this goes. Thanks very much, Andre.
Thanks, Fran.
Andre Leslie.